This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene.
Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net. Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 525, down 5.5. Soft March, 491 and 3/4, down 17. March corn, 378.5, down 3.5. May, 386 and 3/4, down 4.5. July, 394.5, down 4.75. December, 411, down 5.5. March beans, 992.5, down 16.25. May, 996.75, down 15.75. July, 1002, down 15.25. November, 974, down 13.75. March soybean meal, 335, down 680. March soybean oil, 3209, down 71. April live cattle, 151.02.5, down 2.5. March feeders, 202.95, up 22.5. And April lean hogs, 64.90, down 70. We do have just a handful of tickets left, and I mean a small handful, for the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House next Tuesday in Covington, Indiana. The good news is there is still time this morning for you to purchase your ticket at 217-333-7300 and ensure that you are a part of the day's festivities. And it promises to be a very interesting day. It's a WASD day. We'll have fresh information to digest for all of the grains and livestock markets. Murray Wise will give his take on the land values going forward. We have Chris Hurt talking livestock. All of our tremendous panels that you've come to know and enjoy on cash grain and soybeans and corn. Sue Martin will be along to deliver a keynote, all for $25. What a great price that is, because it includes a continental breakfast and a Beef House lunch as well. Get your tickets, but do it now because we're almost out. 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois, and good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Markets, soybean market in particular. I suppose technicians are on what you would call high alert, given the reversal we had Monday and some follow-through that we've been seeing this week.
Oh, there's no question about that. In fact, when you look at the May bean contract, you know, we traded through the 40-day and the 20-day moving averages today. We're currently at 997.5. And, you know, this opens up the story, I guess, in terms of will we retrace the February gains? You know, and I think that the possibility is there. We know that some of the pressure that's coming in on the market is coming from South American selling. You know, they are harvesting and they are making some sales. They're being forced to make some sales in Argentina. And so, you know,
yes.
Oh, you laugh. Yeah, Argentina, yeah. Well, you know how that is. I heard you on the radio yesterday talking about the fact that they're making all the people who sell silo bags report them to the tax agency. So, you know, they're really clamping down on those guys. You know, they can't get money if they're holding beans. They can't hide their beans anyplace out in the countryside without the tax agency finding out about it. And so it's, you know, I think it's going to continue to bring pressure to the marketplace. We know that even though Informa came in yesterday, Dave, and said they're going to lower the Brazilian crop by down to 92.5 million metric tons, that's still 6.4 million metric tons higher than last year. And it seems like every time we lose something in Brazil, we gain it in Argentina.
Right. Well, we're awash of beans. There's no question about that. And you don't have to go any further than the Bloomberg survey from yesterday. It puts the U.S. ending stocks at 377 versus 385 reported by USDA last month. And at 377 in our program winding down, if not almost over for the year, there's plenty of soybeans.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, this is a huge, huge number. There's no question about that. You know, and it's everything will come down to weather is what it'll really come down to, whether we see any kind of a good bounce. Because, you know, you say to yourself the dollar right now in March is trading at 96.06 and a half. 96.04 is a 50% retracement from the high of 121.29 in 2001 down to a low of 70.80 in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a 62% retracement on something like that. But if we get above 50% retracement, and why wouldn't we think that? We had the Ukraine raise their interest rates last night. How'd you like to be there? 19.5% went to 30%.
30%, right.
Right. The euro hit an 11-year low against the dollar today. Brazil real hit a 10-year low against the dollar today. People are running to the dollar, and I believe they will continue to run to the dollar, even though, you know, our Fed doesn't seem to be prepared yet. As you know, they're certainly giving us no big hint as to when they're going to raise some interest rates. One guy's saying March of next year, one guy's saying, you know, June of next year. And normally, if you look back, they've usually raised it in June. So if we get past this June, then it probably won't be maybe again a whole nother year yet before we see that, because the world economies are not in good shape.
So let's look at it this way then. If I am a progressive farmer who is willing to juggle my mix of corn and beans, even if I live in some of the better soils, I think there's going to be lots of juggling on the fringes. And I'm looking at 412 versus 976 and a quarter, the board. What am I going to do?
Well, you know, it's funny you asked me that, because I did run I have a program that I wrote a long time ago, and I called and got some basis for the November beans for this year, for the coming year, and also for December corn. And I used $200 per acre more cost to plant corn, okay? And if that's the case, in order for beans to really be even with corn, beans should be right now in November at 1026 and a half. So, you know, if you really sit down and you pencil it, you know, I think it's easy for people to look at the ratio, you know, just using the futures and saying, mm-hmm. Oh, this is where it is, and this indicates that we're going to plant a lot more beans, blah, blah, blah. And yet, now that we have our crop insurance prices fixed, and even just using the current thing, 1026 and a half is where it should be to be able to be equal. And so basically, you know, it depends upon what your yields are. That has a big impact, you know, as to how they compete with each other. So, you know, if you have much higher bean yields than your corn yields, let's say southern Illinois, it may be a little different. But that's why they plant beans down there more than corn, you know. And so I think that a lot of guys, what it says to me is I don't think we're going to see as much switch as they thought, and that's why maybe USDA is not too far off on their 89 million acres versus that 83.5. I think we'll pick up maybe a million bean acres, maybe another half million corn acres or something out of cotton. But the real penciling has to go on as to what your costs are. And, you know, let's face it, if they can reduce their costs even lower by not having to put fertilizer on, corn's going to definitely still pencil better. And so it's going to be interesting to see at the end of, the end of the month what the actual mix comes out at.
That's going to be a very interesting day, I think.
Yeah, scary.
So then going forward, do you think if we see that kind of mix, got about 45 seconds left, we see that mm-hmm. kind of mix going forward, you know, off of that March report, do you think that there is a more of a bullish story to be told for beans or corn?
Well, I think there'd be more of a bullish story perhaps for beans, but it's going to be tempered by how big the crop is coming out of South America. We, you know, at the Ag Forum, they talked about having about 8 million metric tons more available to the market on October 1st, which directly competes against us. And, you know, 8 million metric tons, you're talking close to 300 million bushels. That's huge. So, you know, I guess all it would do is maybe keep your low from going as low as a person thought it might.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what I see anyway for right now.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good one.
You too.
Take care.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. May corn is 388.5 down 2.5. December 412.25 down 4. May beans 999.25 now a half down 12.75. November 976.75 down 11. You're listening to Illinois Public Media WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.